Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
The time, and this is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, daylight saving time, and time for the weekend home video. What's new in home video, in stores, online, on demand? Joining us to talk about that is film editor for Metacritic.com, our pal Keith Kimball. Good morning, Keith, and how are you today?
Good morning, Dean. How are you? I'm still trying to spring forward, I think, here.
It is a little, discombobulating a little bit, isn't it?
It is, for sure. No doubt about it.
I mean, if you have to be functioning, if it's a leisurely Sunday morning, you're sitting around, just having coffee and listening to the radio, it might be a little, but, if you have to be at work or, some kind of regular schedule, it does throw you off a little bit. I'll tell you, my circadian rhythms are completely off today.
They are off. I don't know how you get them back in line, but maybe tomorrow you'll feel a little better.
Maybe I'll feel a little bit better with some pretty good movies that are coming out this month. Now, so far for the month of March, we've had films like The Danish Girl come out on home video, Room, for which Brie Larson won the Academy Award for Best Picture, Creed, the film with Michael B. Jordan and Sylvester Stallone. We've had the Peanuts movie, for the kids came out already this month. What are we looking at for the remainder of March?
Yeah, it has been a great month so far. And this coming Tuesday, it's another great week. So The Big Short comes out, another Academy Award nominated for Best Picture. It won Best Adapted Screenplay. It's the adaptation of Michael Lewis's book, following the true story of the bankers who bet against, the housing market. And, it's a wonderful, funny kind of film that kind of was a surprising adaptation for the material to make it kind of this comedic, but also heated kind of argument against what went on back in 2008 there.
Yeah, really, really good performances in this film. You got to pay attention to this film, though. I mean, if you want to, in a very genius way, director and screenwriter Adam McKay in this movie kind of explains the housing crash of 2008, does it in a very entertaining way. But this is not the kind of movie, that you watch, sort of with half your brain. This is one you really got to pay attention to. Do you agree?
Exactly. I do agree. It's one of those ones that will lend itself to rewinding, I think, a few times to have people kind of go back and get the concepts that are behind everything.
Yeah, really, definitely. Really, really good movie. But, no going in that it's that. And, with all the St. Patrick's Day celebrations that are going on, a lovely way to celebrate, something Irish is this film Brooklyn, for which Saoirse Ronan was nominated for Best Actress. She is so great. It's just a lovely, lovely simple story about romance. And, to go back to the old song from the 1970s, someone who is torn between two lovers.
Exactly, yeah. It's a wonderful film. I loved it. Obviously, you loved it too. I just think that, get the whole family together, sit down, watch this film. Many eyes will be wet by the end of the film. There's no doubt about it, I think. She's pulled between an Italian guy in Brooklyn. She has another... has to return home for a reason. It's just a wonderful film. Wonderful film.
Yeah, really lovely story. Let's see, another film nominated for an Academy Award. Not only the film, but also the actress. Cate Blanchett's Carol, I think, is out this week, right?
Yeah, another one that comes out this week. For us on our side on Metacritic, it was the highest best reviewed film of the year.
Oh, really?
It didn't get nominated for Best Picture, but cinematography, both lead actresses, Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara, both got nominated. It takes place in 1952. It's adapted from a Patricia Highsmith novel called The Price of Salt, and chronicles their love affair. Kate Blanchett plays a mother who has a young daughter, and she's struggling with her marriage. And it's just a wonderful, beautiful film to look at. You know, it's, I thought it was just, you know, directed by Todd Haynes. He really knows how to control the frame, and it's a very wonderful, just understated. Some people couldn't connect to the love story, but many people really fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's a same-sex love story. But it's, you know, it's so touching and so beautiful, you know, set in the 1950s where, you know, any kind of love story pretty much was squashed. You know, that wasn't exactly the most prolific time for free expression. I had thought that it was nominated for a Best Picture, but now that you say that, it's you're completely right about that. But again, amazing performances in Carol. We also have Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's sisters. Man, did this one ever come and go quickly, huh?
Yeah, it did. It was a little disappointing, I think. You know, obviously, tons of people, including me, are fans of Fey and Poehler. They've always done great work on TV, and, you know, they even did some stuff on film before. But this one seemed to kind of go kind of quickly. They play sisters that have kind of been disconnected for a while. Their family is going to move out of their old home, so they go home to clear out their childhood bedrooms, and they end up throwing this massive party. So it's a big party movie, really. A little raunchier than probably their other comedies. And, you know, people were kind of split on it. I think maybe their expectations were to have something a little bit smarter from, quote-unquote, you know, from Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. But, you know, a lot of people enjoyed kind of the direction they went to let the girls have some fun and kind of throw a wild, crazy party with a lot of good supporting comedic actors.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I mean, it's not the greatest comedy I've ever seen, but I definitely had some laughs in this one. No going into it. It is much more R-rated than you've seen Tina Fey and Amy Poehler before, though. Also coming for the month of March, Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. It will be released on March the 22nd. We have the film for which a lot of people said Will Smith should have been nominated for an Academy Award, a film that I enjoyed, Concussion.
Yeah, he plays a Nigerian-born neuropathologist. He's the one that researched, you know, the link between football injury and brain trauma that is, you know, obviously on everyone's mind now. Mothers that are putting their and fathers that are putting their sons at risk sometimes, they think, and trying to figure out how prevalent and what's going on. And this, you know, he got pressured from the NFL, and this is just a kind of how this all came to light. And Will Smith's really very good in this. It's a good performance in a very interesting film as well. Yeah. As far as how he investigates this.
I think if you're a football fan, if you've got kids who play football, this is a film you ought to take a look at. Finally, coming out for the month of March, a film that I couldn't stand personally. A lot of people loved Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight. I thought it was excessive, and I don't need to go down my whole list of things that I didn't care for. But if you're a Tarantino fan, you know, this is coming out for you. Now, obviously, on home video, you're not able to watch 70mm the way that he shot this film. Are there other interesting extras and things for Tarantino fans in this?
Exactly. You can learn about how the film was shot on 70mm, kind of the investigation of how to find the lenses, you know, that they had to make that were all the way back, you know, from the 60s, and what the projection involved in these gigantic reels that were required to put this film into the theaters in 70mm. You're right, this is the shorter version of the film. You know, the 70mm was a roadshow version with an intro and an overture and like this intermission. First release will be the slightly shorter version.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So if you're
which
a fan.
Which might be good for you if you're not a fan.
Yeah, you know, yeah, if you're a fan, it's out there. For me, they make lovely coasters for cold drinks.
There you go.
You want to get more, you can go to Metacritic.com. Always nice to talk with their film editor, Keith Kimball. Have a great day today, Keith. Thank you.
You too, Dean. Thank you.